You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last week, I spoke to Maria Alomahan, canine behaviour consultant, who also spoke at the launch of the Department of Conservation's new program in collaboration with PD Insurance. I began by asking how we can keep wildlife safe on the beach while walking our dogs.
Great question, and something that PD Insurance and DOC have partnered up to educate the public on. There are behaviour cues that you can teach your dog that will help them. And these are things like leave it this way, recall, which is basically come, or here. Sometimes people use the word here. And lead on is one of mine that I use with my dog, which means come back to me and I'm going to pop your lead on. There are some really useful tools. My favourite happens to be the long line. These are leads, but they come in lengths of 5 metres, 10 metres, 15 metres. And this still gives your dog freedom to explore the environment, but you still have control in case there's sudden need to call them back and you haven't quite got that kind of recall on cue yet. So if you look at a 10 metre long line, if your dog's wandering around sniffing 10 metres in front of you and then 10 metres behind you, that 20 metres, and that's a pretty good distance anyway. You'll find that a lot of dogs that kind of hang around their owners and kind of sniff around the ground, they're within that vicinity anyway.
Is it not safer just to refrain from walking dogs on the beach, taking quite a clear-cut approach, or is this just too difficult?
I think that if you're going to try to put something in place where you permanently ban dogs from the beach, you'd come up with a huge amount of resistance, and it's unnecessary. If people are smart about the way they approach taking their dogs to the beach, dogs love the beach, we love the beach. For me, I think that everyone should be able to enjoy the beach, but everyone should be respectful of others, and that is of other people and other wildlife living on the beach. Certainly there are specific beaches I know where birds go to breed, and I think that is really important to keep the dogs off those particular beaches. And that's totally fine because there are other places, other beaches, where they can go all day, every day, all year round. So I think it's a matter of being sensible about how we approach it.
Can you suggest some strategies for keeping dogs well behaved on the beach and keeping the wildlife safe?
Sure. First of all, if your dog loves the beach but doesn't get go very often, they are going to be overexcited. And when they're in that stage and probably pumping a lot of adrenaline, that is an instant where you will want to keep them on a long line, because the probability of them responding to a recall, even if they've got a super great recall that works 90% of the time, it's going to be too challenging. All the smells and the textures at the beach is going to be higher than potentially the reinforcement you could offer. So that is, I would keep them until that excitement level has dissipated, and that could be say 10 minutes into the walk and they're like, oh okay, yep, we're here now, right, I can think. I think that's something that would be great for people to be mindful of, and to be present with your dog when you're at the beach. It's not just on the beach, in the bush, on the street, anywhere, when you're with your dog on the phone or they're with friends talking and having coffee and have no clue what their dogs are doing. I think that it's a real shame, because not only are you unaware of what you're doing, you're not really engaged in this really important time with your dog. You know, this is the time that you and your dog are going out together. And for me, that is my greatest joy. I feel like people could remove their own distractions from the situation, they'd be more present with their dog. If you're in a place where you know that there is wildlife, or it's a place that is new to you and you're unsure if there is wildlife, resist engaging your dog in a prey-based activity. What I mean by that is that you throw the ball, your dog charges after it, grabs it and brings it back. That behaviour we've taught them to run and chase, sits really tightly next to an instinctual behaviour, what we call a modal action pattern for dogs, which is, you'll see, you know, on the beach, is dogs that are obsessively chasing. That is adrenaline, cortisol fueled, and you can just imagine that. So the dog is in that behaviour pattern, and the ball accidentally goes into a sand dune, and there are some nesting birds there. Your dog may not even mean to be grabbing the bird or standing on the eggs in the nest or anything, but that's what they're going to do. Is that potential there for them to grab. Another thing that people might want mindful of is, even if they've stayed away from the sand dunes, that side of the beach, if my puppy's running along and he's got a great recall and we're having a lovely time, but then I see something and I'm not sure if that's a rock or it could be a stingray or maybe a seal that's basking in the sun, if I'm unsure of what that is, my first go-to is call him back. So that will be, I say lead on, and he turns around and runs back to me and I hook his lead up, just until we can both get a little closer for me to understand that, oh, actually, that's just a rock and you can go now.
That was Maria Alamahan speaking to me about how we can keep wildlife safe on the beach while walking our dogs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.